107 to drop. What's going on? Sugar Bear here. It is the morning drop. I've been telling you I got a special guest coming by. Man, this is amazing. It's an honor to talk to a writer, producer, director, and of course, member of the Wu-Tang Clan. RZA is on the phone. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Peace without Sugar Bear. Bong, bong. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back to Colorado. You was here not, what, about a year ago or so?
Yeah, about a year ago. Came up to your mountains.
Yeah, to the Red Rocks. You know, I'm new to the city, bro. I'm kind of new. I'm still trying to learn the city, but I hear Red Rock and performing on that stage is amazing. Is that true?
Ah, man, yeah, it's one of the greatest venues in the world. It's something spiritual and uplifting. The sound is just a great venue.
That's beautiful, man. Well, welcome back, man. We're excited. There's a lot I want to talk to you about. Obviously, we're going to talk about what is going on tonight and tomorrow. So let's get into that, man. Colorado Symphony presents 36 Chambers of Shaolin, a ballet through the mud. Explain exactly what this is for our people listening.
Yeah, so we took the film 36 Chambers and we took all the music out of it. And we're going to score it live as the film plays using classic Wu-Tang banging beats.
Wow.
Colorado Symphony Orchestra will be playing some unique pieces of music. And then after that is done, we're going to world premiere a ballet through mud. And that's a ballet that I wrote using my hip-hop skills and my classical skills combined together.
Okay.
And it's something very unique, very unique.
Wow, that sounds amazing. So hip-hop and ballet together. I mean, I know there is this cross-genre of, you know, I've seen shows like that across the country, but with your special touch on it, man, this has to be really special to you.
Yeah, you know, I produced a lot of albums. I wrote some Hollywood scores, of course, but this is my first ballet. It's my first attempt, and we really went and got some great dancers to join us, modern style. If you remember the great Alvin Ailey, he had a technique of telling story through dance.
Yes.
And, yeah, so we are taking that tradition, but doing it in a different way. Usually they make the dance up and the ballet and the music last. We started with the music first, so all of our syncopations, all of our vibes. It's really magical. It's very unique.
It sounds so amazing. And I saw you on an interview. I know you've been, you know, on the rounds here in the city, how you were saying how out of the mud. Can you explain that part, like how there's some beauty out of the mud, right?
Yeah, guarantee. You know, the mud is known to be dirty and known to be, you know, to defile you. But yet the lotus itself grows out of the mud. I mean, all life will grow out of that. And sometimes, you know, we got to go through struggle
right
to come out right, you know. They said you got to test it in the fire. And so a ballet through mud, it actually follows the story of young people who are going through the explorations of life. And when you explore and you're young, everything is new to you.
Yes.
And how do you navigate that? How do you navigate your first drink, your first smoke, right? Your first love? It could break you or make you.
Yes.
And it could be a muddy experience. And can you rise back out of that experience, reborn as a lotus and a... The story will follow a through line like that.
I love that. So you're creating, I mean, there's a beauty in the darkness of while you're telling the story through this ballet. I love that. Can you talk a little bit about what the Imagination Artist Series is and how that's bringing us together and how you know, with the Colorado Symphony is trying to create something, you know, for the community here?
Yeah, so Anthony Pierce, a.k.a. Tony Pierce, Christopher Dragon, our conductor, and Dustin Knock, that team of people over at the orchestra, they had reached out to start this Imagination Series. And this series is about bringing unique voices to the orchestra. It's a three-year program. It will be something that will help the community, inspire the community,
yeah,
and also change the point of view of the orchestra. Like, some people look at orchestras and think, oh, that's old classical music from the 1700s.
Indeed.
Not realizing that people are actually elevating and music genres are blending.
Mm-hmm.
And this Imagination Series will continue every you know, for the next 3 years to show you that. And Ballet Through Mud and 36 Chambers is one of the first ones.
That's amazing. I'm sure you're super proud. I know you mentioned that before. I want to pivot just a little bit about the arts and the importance of music programs in schools and exposing children to the arts. Can you speak to that? Like, you know, I don't know how early you were exposed to the arts and whatnot, you know, being a rapper and hip hop and all of that, but can you speak to the arts and how it's important, like, to introduce your children to that world?
Yeah, man, listen. When you take the arts out of the schools, which a lot of government programs have done,
yeah,
and they may have their reasons, but art is something that gives every child, boy, female, you know, in between, doesn't matter. It gives everyone a voice. Music is an expression of yourself, and art is an expression of yourself. And it also leads to strong discipline as well. I think that it should always be included in part of an education program because you have to be educated in it. Now, somebody could be born with a natural artistic ability, but yet he still needs to be nurtured. You know what I mean? And art programs in school and in communities are what helps that, you know? And me, I know, looking at me and my Wu-Tang brothers, if we didn't have art, we'll probably be locked up in the system It was our music that saved us from traveling down that path of destruction.
Indeed. And now here you are, you know, with the Colorado Symphony creating something that's going to be magical. And it's happening how many nights? Tonight and tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, we got it tonight starting at 7:30 and tomorrow night the same.
I'm so excited about that. Now, I want to go back just a little bit because we just celebrated. We're celebrating now in the midst of 50 years of hip hop. I mean, it is Black History Month as well. And you're a big part of that. So two-part question. How do you feel being that you're, you know, being a part of that growth and how hip hop influences everything that you see around you? And here you are doing this cross mix and then this genres of classical with hip hop. I mean, from the beginning in New York City and how it started to now, that's a journey. So how does that make you feel, man, being a part of that?
Man, I feel really proud to be a part of it. You know, Sugar Bear, when I first heard hip hop, you're talking like mid-70s, and it was only maybe a couple of hundred people that knew how to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've seen it evolve to be a musical voice of the world. And like you just said, in all parts of life and inspiring and also saving. You know, when you look at music and the way it's able to save communities, save families, and build economic jobs and opportunities. You know, when I did a TV series called Wu-Tang and American Saga,
yep,
which is based on the Wu-Tang Clan, and we had no less than, I don't know, maybe 4,000 or 5,000 people got a chance to get a job based on that work. So that just gives you an example just from one entity of how much work and opportunities that hip hop has brought communities and brought this world.
That's right. And it's not stopping. It's growing more and more. So, I mean, it's an honor to talk to you because you're a big part of that and this growth and to bring it to this city of Denver and this state of Colorado, man, it's an honor. And going back to the Hulu series, season 3, right? You're on season 3, correct?
Yeah, season 3 in effect.
And do you have anything else in the works other than the, you know, the symphony thing that you're doing tonight and tomorrow? What is there, some new music coming? Are you doing another movie? What else can you tell us?
Well, we've got something, but this is where my heart is at for this moment right now. And I want to really put my focus on this, and I want to invite the city of Denver and all the surrounding cities to come hang out. If you guys got some time tonight, 7:30, RZA and the Colorado Symphony Orchestra will present 36 Chambers and the Ballet Through Mud. Come hang out with me.
Betcher Concert Hall. This is amazing. It's an honor to talk to you, brother. Thank you so much for your contribution. And I'm going to try and come to check this out tonight because I really want to experience this. I want to say, man, I missed it. I want to say, man, I was there when that debuted. And so thank you for what you're doing and contributing to this culture, man. You mean a lot to this hip-hop world and in this world in general. So your art and your creative process and contribution is much appreciated, for real.
Thank you very much.
All
keep
right.
rocking.
Yes,
peace.
Indeed. RZA, much love. Thank you, brother. Again, it's happening tonight. RZA and the Colorado Symphony presents 36 Chambers of Shaolin and a Ballet Through the Mud. Betcher Concert Hall. Go support our brother RZA and, of course, these creative arts. It's 104.7 The Drop.